What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7:33 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore Ravens has been one of the most successful franchises in the National Football League since being here in Baltimore. Two Super Bowls, countless playoff appearances. They get it done. Sellouts, you name it. Do you think maybe some of the recent shortcomings, Ed, have clouded our judgment and our opinion about this team since they've been here?
Yeah. I think that's exactly what happens, because people become prisoners of the moment. And I hate that phrase, but it's true. I mean, you kind of lose perspective on the big picture or what you really have, and you kind of just get, you get all bound up by what just happened or what's going on at the moment. And sometimes it's just not accurate.
Jeremy, you think so?
I think it's a difficult thing to sit here and kind of look at and say, hey, this is what needs to happen now. But I do think fans, you should have high expectations, right? Like, especially when you start looking at all the things that have gone on with the teams that we've had here. I feel like you should have high expectations, because we keep talking about how good the front office have been, even though people are down on Elias after this season and what went wrong there. Mm-hmm. But with DaCosta, I think for a good portion, we've all thought that he's put together pretty damn good teams and they've been able to compete. But I feel like you should expect more.
Yeah. See, I don't, I remember when we had Joe Flacco, and I would criticize some things that he did, and people would say, well, you could have Kyle Bowler. If that's your thought, way of thinking, that's my opinion, that's a loser mentality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If all I have is arguably one of the worst first-round draft pick quarterbacks to compare you to, then that's not how you – so I don't think the recent – the recent shortcomings hadn't clouded my judgment of this team. The recent shortcomings have disappointed me because I know how good they are, and I expect more because of how good they are. I mean, I don't think as a fan I should have to, say, well, we could be the Jaguars. We're not. We never have been. Yeah. So I'm not gonna look at that and say, well, we could be the Bengals. Won a Super Bowl. I'm not doing that. I know who we are, and my expectations are based on who we are.
Yeah, and you got your three types of people, right? Your optimist, your pessimist, and your realist.
Yeah.
And I feel like You got to be a realist in most facets, but I don't think there's anything wrong with being optimistic about your team.
Right.
But once that starts to happen, because we know we have the opposite of it. We know the negative Nancys that just, they're waiting to call in, mm-hmm, and complain about this guy, that guy. You go look at their Twitter feed and you see everything that they've said. Oh, I went to this restaurant. This was terrible. You're just unhappy. You're just mad, and this is how you vent, and that's fine. But when it comes to sports and all of a sudden you start to get optimism, and then you start to have expectations and they're not met, that's when you get that fan that was the optimistic fan that goes to the other side.
Yeah. I'm not going to be Pollyanna. I'm not going to be Debbie Downer, but I'm not going to be Pollyanna either. I'm going to be realistic.
I'd like to call you Pollyanna.
Why?
Yeah, why? Like, I'm not going to be Pollyanna. I'm not going to be Debbie Downer. So Pollyanna. But like, Ed, for you, I mean, you've bounced around a little bit being in New York, like your fandom there, like New York fans expect the most. Even if you look at Jets fans, I know they're like, yeah, it hasn't been good. And you maybe are waiting for the other shoe to drop. But at the beginning of the year, I don't think you're going to find more passionate fans.
No. Giants fans, on the other hand, have won the Super Bowl, you know, since Jesus was an adult. Not so much Jets fans.
Exactly. You get what I'm saying? Like, New York fans have expectations. So you're going to, that's why everybody talks about, oh, the New York media dealing with it's difficult. They don't give a rat's ass. They're going to come ask you every question you don't want to answer.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the benefit of having, you know, multiple news outlets. Because you get the other side of stories, you get bombarded. If you suck, you're going to get it from every newspaper and every TV station. That's what kind of sucks here. Like, it sucks for me when the Sun was after me. There's no counterbalance here. Mm-hmm. Actually, a woman from Baltimore Magazine called me and said, we could have done a much better job with your story. Yeah, thanks. Thank you. Could have. Yeah. And that's what happened. But you have a city like New York.
Well, you have a counter now because you have the Baltimore Banner.
Right. They did.
Back then, they did not.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, you may remember this, Jeremy.
The Evening Sun?
The Morning Sun, Evening Sun, but you also had News America.
Right.
I don't know if you remember News America.
World Police?
I know about it.
Team America,
here for that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Durka.
So you had multiple papers back then. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning
Matt
Show
Damon.
On the Fan. Let's go to West Baltimore and get Shallow. What's up, Shallow?
Hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Rob. Can you hear me? Hey.
Yes.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Rob, first of all, it's not an apology, but last Friday, right, I was going on my little rant, right? And I know you're a Raider fan, so I wanted to say, right, we're on the same team, right? But I was just so hyped up, right? But I had to call them, right?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
I don't remember. I mean, I don't forget nothing. No, check this out real fast, though. Check this out. Look. Hey, Rob. Now, look. Listen to this, right? Man, look. Rob.
Yes.
Hold up, because I'm trying to eat these french fries. Look. Hey, no, seriously. Look, let me just say this real fast. Look. Hold up for a second. Why I say, like, this guy can't get it done in the big dance, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Harbaugh?
Yeah, absolutely. Hold on before you ask the question. Uh-huh. Why does it seem like every time we go up against the good competition, right? When we're on the spotlight, right? Especially in the playoffs, right? Why does this guy keep getting the stitches? Why does this guy keep saying people say he can't be replaced? Why is he still the coach? I'm asking you this question, right? Look, when they was moving the ball, right, I think it was before or after the fumble, right? And he seen the defense was getting gassed a little bit. Why this guy don't call the timeout, man? I mean, he got three timeouts in his back pocket. Why you don't call a timeout and slow it down, man? Could you please ask that one question first? Please.
I don't know why he couldn't call timeout and slow it down. I think that question was asked on Monday Morning Quarterback. You guys are both punks. You know that?
It's so funny.
But just leaving me out here like
it's
that.
So funny.
It's your buddy.
I'm the other guy. He sets up his question more than anybody. Hey, but when he said, let me go, I'm eating these french fries. It reminded me of when I had a guest on from the Sporting News, and the guy was eating soup while he was on the air with me.
Really?
Yeah, it's like ramen or something. And I'm like, are you eating right now? And he's like, yeah, it's my lunchtime. And I'm like, well, then why did you come on the show? I didn't come to listen to you eat. Asking a dude a question. He's like, yeah, let me tell you. I'm like, no, this isn't what you want. He's eating french fries.
Shuffles at 8:30. But
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.